With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. Rental properties make up more than half of Kalamazoo's housing. In theory, the city has certified each one a safe and sanitary place to live. In practice, not every rental unit that's supposed to have a permit has one. And if you've got a rental property that needs to be certified, you might have to wait a while. That's largely because the city doesn't have the inspection staff it once had.
I'll just hit the three of the bedrooms.
Jeremy Cole walks through the second floor of a rental house he owns in Kalamazoo. He's showing City Housing Inspector Tina Perry that the smoke detectors work. No one lives in the house right now, but Cole says the last tenants trashed it. They broke the windows, repeatedly, so Cole replaced them with plexiglass. The city did not approve that when it first inspected the house a month and a half ago. But today, when Perry knocks on a window, she likes what she hears.
We got glass.
In Kalamazoo, it can take a while to schedule a housing inspection. The city says to expect at least a two-month wait. And landlords sometimes wait up to 3 months for someone to look at a property. Cole says he hears many complaints about the lag at the local rental housing association where he's the president.
Landlords like myself, we like to wait until to put a new tenant in. We like to get our certification before we put a new tenant in. So with 2 months out, that's kind of somebody else has to cover that cost or share that cost. So in turn, it raises rents in the city.
Cole says he'd like to see the city issue longer-term permits. Currently, the city doesn't offer permits longer than 40 months, and it only issues those to landlords who meet certain standards. But Cole also thinks the city needs more inspectors. It used to employ as many as 9 back in the early 2000s.
Probably by 2003, 2004, we were down to 8.
That's Housing Inspection Supervisor Deborah Miller.
We lost another one through retirement, and then we had the early retirement in, I think, beginning of 2011, 2012, where we are now down to 4.
That's 4 inspectors for about 16,000 units, much fewer than a place like Battle Creek, which has 2 more inspectors than Kalamazoo and only a fraction of the rentals. Miller says only one of Kalamazoo's seasoned inspectors stayed through the early retirement program, and that means things slowed down.
We're just getting to the point now where people have got, the new folks here have got a couple years under their belt, really have a good sense of what the program's all about.
Landlords dislike the longer wait times, but for the city, there's another problem. That's the number of rentals whose certificates have lapsed. The rate was as low as 10% before the Great Recession, but when the housing market crashed...
We had even some of our good landlords really struggling. We had people losing large numbers of properties to either foreclosure or tax foreclosure.
Not surprisingly, many fell behind on inspections, and then the city began to lose staff. Currently, 1 in 5 Kalamazoo rentals lacks a valid certificate. Miller says, given the upheaval of the past few years, she's glad the rate isn't higher, but she would like to see the certification rate rise back up to 90%. She says that's about as close to the ideal as the city can move on its own.
Even when we were at 90%, I think what I came to realize is it's not all on us. The property owner does have a responsibility to be present and want to have that inspection. And so when we have to spend any time chasing people down, we're not at 100%.
Three-way switch.
Yeah.
At Cole's rental house, Perry says the property is close to certification, but she'll be back at least one more time.
Okay, so you got a little bit of cleaning up to do, a little bit of finishing touches to get it ready.
Perry was the city's first new hire after the early retirement program. She says she and her colleagues keep busy.
Our schedules are booking way out. However, we're efficient, too. The more efficient you can become, the quicker you get it done. And whenever you can, schedule in a 4 o'clock special one and just finish it up and get it completed properly, then that's another one off your plate.
Perry says she's not sure the city needs a staff of 9 inspectors, but she says it could use a couple more than it has now. And it looks like the staff will increase by at least 1 person. Miller says the city has just granted the housing department permission to hire a 5th inspector. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.